You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, June 19th, 2025 edition. If you would like a link to the website, if you'd like the contact information for Jonathan Deek or the Institute for Family Justice, just text me family. Just text me family. I have the folder set up in my phone. When you text me family, it auto-loads the website, the phone number, and sends you the information directly. If you believe in their goals, their mission, of what the team is wanting to do, you can make donations online. You can mail them a check. You can give them a call. You can email them. You can look over the website and look and see exactly what the mission statement is, exactly what they're wanting to accomplish. Now, this issue is very dear and near to my heart, because over the years of doing this show, I get anywhere from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, depending on the year, I get people calling me for some reason seeking my advice on how to deal with Lansing, how to deal with their problems, whether it's zoning, whether it's land division, whether it's them wanting to build a house, whether it's them wanting to renovate their home, their business. They're always calling me, asking me for suggestions as to who they should call, who they should seek help from, especially when it comes to dealing with government. County commissioners, health departments, building departments, state representatives, state senators, even congresspeople. We got a problem with our road. The road keeps washing out. We end up with problems down here by this river. All kinds of things have come to me throughout the years. Some of these have to do with child custody. Some of them have to do with them having problems with the friend of the court, the legal system. I'm not an attorney. I don't know how these things work. All I can do is make recommendations. Have you tried this? Have you tried that? Have you reached out to the prosecutor? Have you tried to reach out to the various court systems? That's all I can do. Well, some of these calls that I've received over the years, I wish I had known about Jonathan and his Institute for Family Justice years ago. But it's relatively new. This has been born out of his own personal family situation and many others, the members of his board, the treasurer, the secretary, all these people coming together with the same common problem. And many people from across the country. He talked about attending a rally in Washington, D.C. Dead people from all over the country, many different states. As we look at the numbers, and one of my favorite shows that I love watching at night to relax and have some laughs before we go to bed is Last Man Standing. The owner of Outdoor Man, Ed Azadi, he's been through 4 marriages. One of the segments, one of the episodes, Kristen Baxter was going to get married. And Ed congratulated her on her engagement. But he said, you know, you got to make sure you go into this with your heads up. 50% of all marriages fail within 7 years. I know. I've been married and divorced 4 times. Well, if that is, in fact, a true number, and I don't know what the exact real number is, not on some sitcom show, but from reality, is this is what our society has evolved into. Young kids getting married, within 7 years, 50-50 chance you're going to be divorced. Is there also going to be kids involved? Possibly, most likely, yes, young children. Well, if you're in that situation, you're part of our society. Statistically speaking, a large portion of married people experience divorce, separation, alimony, child support, division of assets, visitation rights. Who has custody, physical custody of the child for the majority of the week? The other parent is a visitation parent. How often do they get to see their kids? What is the schedule? What is the process of picking them up and dropping them off? What about holidays? What about family reunions? All this has to be negotiated, agreed to. If they can't agree, they have the friend of the court referee step in. What does this referee know about these individuals, the father and the mother? What do they know about their families? What do they know about their history together and now soon to be apart? Folks, this is serious. And if we can help facilitate in any way to make that a smoother process, I think we have an obligation to help. I'm not charging Jonathan for these interviews. He's in the process of producing some commercials. When he produces them, we're going to run them as a public service announcement. We're not going to charge his nonprofit organization to run the commercials because we truly believe in what they're doing. The team that he's put together, the mission that he spoke about, we firmly support it. And if you know anybody that's going through this process, a divorce with children, they're being told that they have to hire an attorney to represent them to make their case in front of the friend of the court. They can't afford it. Well, Jonathan and his team can give them some information. He's been through the process. Many of the other gentlemen in this organization have as well. They can give you resources. Explain to you the legal process so that you can do it yourself, represent yourself. They're not attorneys. They're not giving legal advice. They're providing education. They're providing resources. You're required to do it yourself. I know he's talking perhaps with other attorneys right now to see if they'd be willing to take these cases at a decreased amount, pro bono, whatever. But I believe it's a very noble mission, and I think it's a service that we need. I think the family court should be treated exactly like the criminal courts. Either parent, the father or the mother, don't have the money to hire an attorney to give them representation to make sure their rights are protected when it comes to their children, visitation, child support, alimony, all of it, then we must fix this. And we're not saying government should pay for it, not a public defender, not at our dime, but can be done through a nonprofit like this. So again, if you know of anybody that would like to help these people out, simply text me family, and I'll send you the contact information as well as the website. I4FJ.com. Institute4FamilyJustice.com. I4FJ.com. Also, I'll text you the contact phone number, their mailing address. If you feel compelled, you'd like to know more about it, you can give them a call, talk to Jonathan, and he can explain, answer any questions you have, and hopefully we can help them pull this off. These appellate courts hear these cases, and for some reason, they're not fair with both parents. They're not fair to the kids. Well, ultimately, it needs to go to the Supreme Court and force them to make a decision. Do these people deserve fair representation in our court system? Jonathan and his team are very confident that they'll find, in behalf of these parents in this process, and say, yes, if you can't afford an attorney, one will provide it. Maybe through the Institute, maybe through other sources. But you have to have an attorney, and this will be worked out fairly with representation. It's unfortunate it's got to come down to this. God knows we hate divorce, but it does happen. So you got to deal with it. Bottom line. I'm going to switch gears and look at one short story I got out of Lansing talking about the governor being out of the country, different things happening in the budget process. Well, what about the China virus? Small businesses. What are they dealing with now that we're past COVID, but what they were doing during COVID? What works, what doesn't, what little stumbles are they experiencing? We'll get into this story. We've got others we're looking at. Short break, final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Story that caught my eye, kind of interesting, was because of testimony that came in the Senate committee yesterday in Lansing. When it comes to navigating business concerns and buyer uncertainty, it was easier to pivot during the China virus pandemic than it is right now, said Karen Roof, the owner of a Traverse City-based gift shop, My Secret Stash, when she testified in front of the Senate committee. Now, this is how demented the Senate Democrats are. They're going to take testimony from obviously a very liberal woman due to Donald Trump's tariff policies. Senate Oversight Committee held a meeting yesterday dedicated to President Donald Trump's tariffs policies and how they've influenced consumer confidence. In April, the Trump White House started rolling out a general 10% tariff on imports. Earlier this month, the tariff on foreign steel and aluminum imports was raised from 25% to 50%. However, he kept the United Kingdom's at 25%. This gift shop owner in Traverse City said that she's noticed how customers formerly making spontaneous and joyful purchases, quote unquote, have now become more restrained. She added that in a place like Traverse City, the community members rely on tourism. In a tourist town like Traverse City, even a small dip in consumer confidence has outsized impact. Visitors are still coming, but they're spending more cautiously. Their bookings for their stays, their vacations are shorter. They're dining out less, and they're becoming more selective with their purchases. Because the vast majority of her vendors are very small American makers, Roof says she does not have to deal with higher tariff-related costs. Instead, It's the threat of the instability that's killing her cash flow. Stop. Please, Lord God, stop. Where did you guys find this woman? Did you guys, you Democrats in the majority of the Senate, did you give her these talking points? I go into Traverse City almost once a week. The hotels, the motels, their parking lots are full. You go downtown, you see people everywhere. First of all, they're staying in a hotel. She even came out and said that they are not dining out as much. Okay, if you're vacationing in Traverse City and you're staying in a hotel, a motel, Grandview Parkway, a lot of those beachfront hotels, where are you going to eat? They're dining out less. So you're telling me while they're on vacation, staying in a motel or a hotel, they're going to stop at Meijer's and they're going to buy groceries and make food in their hotel room? That's what you're telling me. These people aren't even credible. And she doesn't have to deal so much with the tariffs because she buys most of her little knickknacks locally. People who make things at home. So why are you even down there testifying about tariffs? This is just amazing stories and fantasy. And honestly, I'm kind of shocked that MERS News Service would stoop to this level of reporting from a woman who obviously has a political agenda against Donald Trump. And put up as a witness in this stupid Senate Oversight Committee to talk about tariff policies from the president. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. But that's what the Senate Democrats in Lansing are more focused on. Pass a crazy, insane budget that has no chance of going forward in the House, and now they're going to be having Senate committee hearings on President Donald Trump's tariffs, policies, and how they're impacting people in Traverse City, Michigan. Sorry, guys, not buying it. You cannot be any more blatantly biased than the Senate Democrats right now in Lansing. They need to go next year's election in 2026. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithin handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock